The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 336.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yapchan, and today I have a phenomenal woman on the show today. She is a writer, a filmmaker, and she's also a director of the web series called The Croissant Man, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Tulika Singh. Tulika, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hey, thanks, Sheena. I'm good. So I'm currently writing for TV. I started off with this digital series, Croissant Man, that did deal with depression and lack of self-esteem. So I'm really excited to talk about confidence on your podcast today.
Awesome. And it's great that you were able to do a documentary about self-confidence and self-esteem, because I think that's something that's most people aren't aware of. And I think the first thing is we bring awareness and we can find the solutions to that. So thanks for doing that too. And what's your cultural background?
So my dad is Indian and my mom is French.
Thanks for sharing that. And Tulika, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So my favorite quote is from a Holocaust survivor. His name is Corey Ten Boom. And it goes, "Worrying does not empty tomorrow of its troubles. It empties today of its strength."
Thanks for sharing that quote, and I love that because I'm sure we've all been there. We've worried to the point where there's really nothing to worry about, and the same amount of time we focus on our worries, we can actually switch that and create something wonderful, right? I know I'm a big worrier until now. I've learned to just worry less, but before I was like, it was crazy. So I think this is a great quote, like learning to just be in that present moment instead of worrying about the past, worrying about the future, just learning to live and, you know, just savor the moment. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
To me, it's the ability to value yourself when you do fail. It's not about not failing.
I think that's a great definition, especially when it comes to failure. You know, I don't know if you ever grew up like thinking failure was such a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I know it's like growing up as an Asian kid, it's like if you fail your test, you know, it's like you're ashamed to the family. And it's like, it's so crazy how they program failure as like something so bad that when we grow up, it's like, you know, we're bad kids or we're bad people if we fail in something, not realizing failure is a part of life, and it teaches us a lot of values. It teaches us how strong we can be to just get back up and keep going. So I really love what you mentioned. You know, it's short and sweet, but very powerful at the same time. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
For me, it kind of manifested a lot in my feelings of self-worth in the world. And you know, I kind of, and as Asian women, right, we feel like we need to be polite. And that starts with, you know, oh, you know, you take my seat, I'll stand, or oh, you go first, it's fine. And all those little actions tend to kind of ball up and make you devalue yourself. And so now you start putting everyone ahead of yourself. And then you start thinking that, oh, well, no, they should do that project, not me, because they're more qualified. They should get that job, not me, because I'm not qualified enough. And it really kind of sells yourself short and has some pretty dire consequences. And I think it does start from something as simple as wanting to be polite.
You know, this is something that most Asian women deal with, right? I mean, it's like we have to be polite about everything. And it's like we're not allowed to brag. We're not allowed to make any noise. And when, you know, the real stuff comes up, like when you're an adult and it's like you try to give everything away because you feel like you're not worthy enough to go after what you want. And it does come from when you're younger, right? Because it's like, no, you let that person go. Don't be so selfish.
Yes.
Don't be so braggy. And it's not even being about brag. It's like, if you want to do it, you should go ahead and do it. So, you know, I think it's something that most women go through, right? That's why when we grow up or we want to become an entrepreneur, I think it's a lot harder for women because we feel like maybe we're not up for the job or maybe there's someone out there who's way better than or more qualified, right? When really we're all qualified.
Totally.
We're all qualified. We just have to go out there, take action and just make some mistakes along the way. So you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, like, you didn't have to be that way? Like, you can be, you know, this confident person. Like, what was that aha moment in your life?
I think, like, for me, I wouldn't necessarily say I had an aha moment. And I think that was, ironically enough, my aha moment was realizing that it wasn't, because I did think, like, I realized that I had an extreme lack of self-confidence. People were telling me that I was doing really well in my career, and I didn't think I was doing anything at all. I thought I was lazy. I thought I was, you know, unqualified. And so I did the only thing I knew to do, and like started reading books, and I started with like Self-Confidence for Dummies and then the Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Confidence. And as I was reading all of this, you know, they all kind of, they were saying like, you have to do this every day and this every day. And I was waiting to just become a confident person. And then I realized that it's not a different way of being. It doesn't feel any different than when you're not. It's almost like you don't actually realize that you're confident. And that's the confidence, is when you're not thinking about it. And then, you know, the fear is still there, but you go ahead and ask anyways. And, you know, I think it's just kind of like letting yourself tell, you know, someone you care about, hey, I can't make plans because I'm going to sit and journal. And that's what I want to do. And that's not, you know, you don't have to worry about hurting their feelings or doing something just because somebody else wants you to do it.
You know, sometimes we just have to not think about it and kind of let it come naturally to us, especially with confidence. It's like, we focus on like, I have to be this person, I have to be that person, I have to be this person. If I don't do this thing, then I'm not confident enough. But like, confidence is every person has a different definition of like what it is, right? To what it is to them, what they have to do. And when they can learn to just kind of let go and let things come naturally, like then you start building that confidence up. And, you know, sometimes we just got to learn to let go and just let everything fall into place. And like what you realize, right? If you just feel like journaling, then that's fine, right? And if people don't like it, too bad. Sometimes, right? It's like, too bad.
Yeah, just letting go of that idea of who you think a confident person is, because that person doesn't necessarily exist. Like, everybody's afraid all the time, and realizing that that's okay.
Yeah, totally. And then, you know, like, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
It's just, I do feel a lot lighter, I think is the word, and letting go, you know, is the perfect kind of segue into that, because I think about it a lot. I actually was pretty crippled with a lot of social anxiety. There were times where I couldn't leave my house, and it was really, you know, I was at strange moments and I couldn't leave because I thought, you know, this person is going to judge me when I go to the store and I haven't been out. Oh, it's noon. Like, they're going to think that I'm lazy, you know, even though it's my day off and they don't know and I have to explain all this stuff. And now, like, I'll catch myself, you know, if I, because, you know, I have a career that's more of a freelance thing, so I don't work a regular hours. And sometimes I think, oh, my God, I'm leaving the house at noon. People are going to think I'm lazy. But then I am able to tweak that, and I have a stronger voice that's just like, who cares? Like, nobody cares. No one's actually watching you and timing when you're leaving your house. Just leave your house and do it. And I think what I'm doing and getting closer to is just minimizing the time I have where that voice in your head is telling you you're doing all the wrong things, and then you have that counter voice that's saying, no, you're not, it's fine. So it used to be like an hour, and then it was half an hour, and 2 minutes, 1 minute, 5 seconds, you know. So that's where I'm at, saving a lot of time.
Yeah, it's great when you can think like that, when you can learn to switch it as fast as you can, because, you know, we are like our own worst enemy, right? And we're great at criticizing ourselves, not realizing like that really hurts us. And when we can learn to just switch it and do the opposite, like it just takes a lot of practice, and it gets easier and easier the more you do it. So thanks for sharing that. And Tulika, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be the one tip you would give to her?
Just like you said before, I think practice is the operative word. And sometimes it's not focusing directly on what you think the problem is. So I think it's good to explore, you know, like I did, looking at books about confidence and whatever. But it always comes down to like having all the other parts of your life in order. So exercising and making sure you're taking time for yourself in the morning and writing down. I think the biggest thing for me is writing down pretty regularly all the things you want out of life, so that you're
all of your actions, and you have to be very specific, you know, because specifics will help you get there. But then your actions will start to lead you toward that. And, you know, it's a dream will become a reality, and you'll realize you can accomplish something, which will definitely improve your confidence.
Those are some great tips, and thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, you can go to, my website is tulikasingh.com. It's my first name and last name. And then the web series is Croissant Man. It's the pastry croissant and then man.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Tulika, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Tulika's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Tulika for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk to you.
Awesome. Thanks again for coming on. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.